So you can see from the content, verse 11, Pharisees saw that disciple was with the sinner and tax collector. They asked Jesus, why did they do that? And the answer is exactly the same in Luke. Come back to Luke. Luke chapter 5, verse 27. Luke 5:27, Deborah. So you use the synoptic, same view, right? Like view, we can see indeed they are the same person. Levi has another name, it's Matthew. So you reference it, you notice that just like, for example, the Bible may say, 称呼马可的约翰, right? So Mark and John actually the same person. Or Simon Peter, sometimes called Simon, sometimes called Peter. Right? So sometimes they have Greek name, sometimes they have Jewish name. So you can see Levi is also known as Matthew. Thank you for the question. Thank you for the clarification. Now we shall kneel down and pray. May the Lord continue to guide our study. Let's kneel down and pray. All right, we will continue to talk about the future of looks. They promoted downcast group. We talk about women, we talk about sinners and tax collectors. We will continue to share about the poor. Like I said, Luke was very specific, talking about blessed are the poor. Not the poor in spirit, but the poor. And woe to the rich. Not the rich in spirit, but the rich. So you can see, Gospel Luke, especially, you know, try to give warning to those who are rich. So if any one of us, you have hearts, try to be rich, maybe we shall be a little bit careful. We shall be careful. Right, let's continue to read another story. Thank God this morning, Pastor Vuti is talking about the young ruler, the young rich ruler. He was beloved and called by Jesus. Anybody like to be a full-time preacher? Make sure you have calling processes. I keep selling it because it's not an easy journey. You may run into difficulties. But if you are truly sure that Jesus wants you to serve in this field, no matter how difficult it is, you are able to carry, you are able to go through because you know that it is the will of God. Now, Jesus himself gave this young ruler very special grace. Want to give him the best a person can do. Can you imagine what does the Almighty God come to the world? What did he do? What kind of professional this Almighty God had? He was a preacher. He was he preached gospel. So this is indeed the most meaningful work. Even Almighty God himself came down to do the same thing. So this is a very precious personal calling to the young rich ruler. Now let's review it. Luke chapter 18, verse 23. Now, I'm going to call someone who can read out loud, right? I'm not going to know you. Because I need to hear from your loud voice. I like Ariel's. Ariel's voice is very good. 1823. You know what? If he intended not to follow Jesus, he won't feel sorrowful. He feels sorrowful because he has a lot of struggle inside. You know that the best things could be that. He could have known that. You know, it is a very good job to do, to follow Jesus, to do a very minimal work. But the Bible said, because he was so rich, he think a lot about his possessions. And then later on, he made a determination not to follow Jesus. He was very struggled. I'm thinking, if he's Peter, only have a boat. you know, and not too much at home, and maybe some nets. Jesus said, come, follow me. Just, okay, let me go. Because not too much to care. But this guy has too much. Can you imagine now, if he's a CEO of a Ford company, Ford Auto company, how many employees does this company has? 5 million? Come on. You sure? Come on. 6 million. No, it's too much. I don't believe it's that much. Anyway, it's a lot. There are a lot of employees. Can you imagine that you suddenly shut the factory? A lot of time, a rich person is not only live for themselves. They have social responsibilities. They make a lot of money because people make money for them. They are smart enough to use other people to make money for them. Let's say if he's CEO of a Ford company, how can he forsake the social responsibility? It's simply too hard, right? Not only forsaking the social responsibility for the sake of Jesus Christ. Also, what change the lifestyle? Oh. Rich person usually money is nothing for them, right? Can you imagine that if they go to airport, always what? Take the first class, right? Always first class. First class is nothing, you know. I'll be telling with you. When there's a moment that I envy the rich person, if there's a moment that I desire to be rich, that is when I take the airplane. Especially it is international airplane. Oh, it is so nice if you can fall 180 degrees. Really, it's a great difference, I'm telling you. I just look at them, I say, wow, you guys are lucky. You know, it's really, really nice if you have money like that. This is different lifestyles, you know. You know, as a preacher, how do I buy a ticket? This time I went to South Africa. I transfer to airplane. I fly from EWR, New Jersey. I fly to Heathrow, England. From Heathrow, England, I fly to Frankfurt in German. From Frankfurt in German, I fly to Johannesburg in South Africa. Do you know why do I do that? Why? Cheap, yes. I can fly direct and, you know, cost the church a bunch of money, right? But, you know, we know God's money is a lot of God's money is two miles of the widow, right? So it take me about, I spend 2 nights in the airplane just to save money. Anyway, just let you know that, you know, rich person have very different lifestyle because money is nothing to them. Can you imagine that Mark, John, 称呼马可的约翰, Mark, John, when he first followed the missionary of Paul, what happened to him? What happened to him? Huh? Hello? He ran away, right? Too difficult to follow the missionary of Paul. That's why Paul said, this young man is garbage. I'm not going to use him anymore, right? Of course, later he realized that indeed Mark is useful. But at the beginning, Mark cannot take that kind of suffering. Imagine, right? You are a full-time preacher. Your life is so good. You always take first class, you know. You are well taken care of. You have a driver who drive you to school. You have a chef in your home cook for you. You know, you name it, you have everything, right? Suddenly, GSA, come and follow me. Come and go to Africa. You know, early days in Africa is really, really tough, I'm telling you. I was grow up in countryside. I am not using to, first of all, about 15 years ago in Kenya, to take the bus is indeed a training for me. You know, the size of minivan we have, right? Squeeze about more than 20 people. Not only that, some people are, you know, hold on the back, hanging at the back. Many people hang at the back. Some people are sit on the top. And not only that, I'm sorry, I mean, people, because they don't have water to take shower, you know. You squeeze with, like sardine with other people, right? But your nose, it keeps smelling something interesting, you know. But it's hours of traveling. I mean, a rich guy, even though I was from countryside, it's not easy for me. Especially early days, go to the toilet. One of the toilets, I really have a great impression. Maybe I told you, the hole is as big as this field, right? And there were a lot of wood crossing over, right? Some wood crossing over, right? But I dare not go inside. I just stay at the rim of the hole, right? I got to hold on a tree when I do my business. I'm afraid I got to sleep in, you know? But I'll be honest with you, nowadays it's different. Nowadays, that was about 15 years ago. Nowadays, they know, they learned. And a lot of Westerners went there to help them. So they invent very simple mechanical issue. So now it's much better. But I'm saying that even though it's much better for you, if you are from rich family, I think you have difficult maybe just to follow the mission and go to Africa. So can you imagine that this young ruler not only changing, maybe forsake his social responsibility, change his lifestyle. Not only that, one of my tasks, considered me most to forsake my earthly professional to join the missionary is my children. Really? At that time I had my own office in a very big pharmaceutical company. Anyway, I don't want to talk too much. But when I was on the process of joining this missionary, I keep hoping that I'm not recruited. You know, I keep hoping that GA can turn me down. You know why? Because I'm thinking, my salary compared with preacher's salary, I sent my first daughter to, what kindergarten? Montessori, right? Because I am able to afford that type of expense to send my daughter to Montessori. I keep thinking if I enroll into TDP, I have no means to send my son to Montessori. It was a big decision for me. You know, if you hire me, I don't have means. My son probably will go to a very regular, you know, kindergarten. And I love my children. I want them to receive the better education. So that was a great struggle. Can you imagine that, you know, early days, even now, like, for example, some of the preachers, they send out maybe 5 to 6 months a year, right? You look at some preacher's schedule. Really, when you go home, depart from your family, go home, sometimes your kids may not know who you are. And then when they know who you are, then you are going out, they will hold you back and say, "Don't go, Father, don't go, Father." Of course, this is not my kids, okay? Not mine. But I'm saying that I heard story like this, right? I mean, so if you are rich, you never suffer in your life. Like this young ruler, he did not know this is a very meaningful work. I think he knew that this is indeed a nice, you know, jobs that you can harvest great reward in heaven kingdom. But it's not easy if you are rich, really. Not easy. You got to forsake more than a fisherman. You know? I realize fisherman is really tough. How many of you have been fishermen before? You're fishermen, really? Fishermen, really fishermen? Fishermen. Fishermen. 渔夫啊,打鱼的。 Not go fishing. Really, professional is fishermen. I ran into several fishermen because Hokkienese, many of them who are from Xiaomaidao, a little island, they were fishermen. They told me how hard fisherman life could be, you know. Sometimes fish come with they have season. And sometimes nighttime, they got to go into the water for hours. Sometimes to the point that when they break, they can doze off at the Bambi boat. Very tough. No wonder, compared with fishman's life and missionary. I think missionary is much better life. I think follow Jesus. You don't need to catch fish. You don't need to go to the ocean at midnight, you know? And you just follow Jesus. You got food to eat. Why not? What I'm saying? Yeah. Rich. It's a good thing, but it could be a test when it comes to servitude. That's why this young man left with sorrowful heart because he was very rich. Then this is the coming of Jesus Christ, verse 24 and 25. I know Victoria can also read very loud. Victoria, where's Victoria? Yes, please read. This is Jesus saying, not my saying, oh, how hard it is for the rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. Oh. Many of you want to be rich, but you got to pay attention to Jesus saying, not easy. Okay? I know one of the rich person in the church. This is what I told concerning. I do not truly know her well, but this is the stories I heard from him. This rich person really loved God very much. He determined when church have services, right? He wanted to join every services, even though he was a CEO. He owned several companies, but he determined that when there's services, he wanted to join the services. That's his heart, right? He even hired a brother, church brother, as his driver, make sure that, you know, he can take him to the church. But he admitted that sometimes he can only make it to say amen. When everybody's praying, right? Last time prayer. He just came in and say amen and then finish, right? He has heart, but you know, too much business. And I heard another story that, you know, another brother who is rich man also, he served the Lord, but he was so busy. Maybe with all life, you only give, no matter where you go, he give one sermon. The same topic, maybe with all his life, because he do not have other time, no time to prepare a second sermon, but he is very good brother, you know, loving brother, like to serve the Lord, but probably only have one time to have time to prepare, maybe just one sermon. But of course, he traveled to different churches to give that one sermon. Huh? Not easy. I know a preacher. He did not desire to be rich in his life. Therefore, he dedicated himself to be a preacher. But guess what? Suddenly, he inherited a lot of money. He just fell down from heaven. To him, it's a lot of money. Maybe to you, it's not. To that preacher, compared to his income, it's a lot of money. And guess what? When he inherited that amount of money, suddenly he cannot fall asleep. Why? Because he keeps thinking, what should I do with this money? I'm not a business person. You know, suddenly about $1 million. What do I do? What do I do? You know? He calls his mom, take it back. I cannot handle it because I cannot fall asleep. You know, if you do not have money, you sleep, you have good dreams, you don't worry about where to invest your money, you know? You have a good life, you know? You just sing him and preaching. But now suddenly a lot of money came. What am I going to do? Shock. It's very shock, right? Really. But my mom says that, oh, you still need to take care of it. So, well, how do I take care of it? So I got to think about how to take care of it, right? After he take care of it, okay, somebody managed money for him. Oh, that's fine, right? But then he realized that his heart is a little bit entangled through the possession that he has. Really, oh. Then this worker find out that sometimes if they argue with his wife, before never argue about money, right? Money, we don't have money, what do we need to argue about money? But now you got money, hey, sometimes you get, hey, how come you spent $1,000 this year? What happened to you? Oh, I go to Meronga. Go to maintain the face. Face maintenance. What do you do that? We never do that in our life, you know. Why do you need to do that? You're a beautiful sister. Why do you need to do that? But I'm getting old and we have money. Now you start to fight those nonsense stuff, you know. Before you don't need to worry about it. No need to fight about this. Now you got money. You are entangled by this. Now you got money. Now you start to use there's a software called Ming.com. Now you have Ming.com. You do budgeting. You know where your money is spent. Then you start to see your bank account. Hey, how come this month our money is not enough for expenditure? The more money you have, the more expense you have. You might have, actually. Then you are entangled through it. Then this worker figure out, you know, the heart is not as pure than before. So money can be a blessing because you can use it for many businesses. But money could be a burdensome, maybe. You know, a lot of people get divorced because of their fighting for money. Number one reason for divorce actually is money. If you have nobody, you know, so brethren, I mean, Jesus said it is not easy for the rich person to go into the kingdom because simply just you got to manage a lot of resources, period. You simply got to manage it, right? So where your heart cannot be as pure. I'm not saying money is evil, but then disciple asked the question, now it's so difficult for the rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. What shall we do? Right? Verse 26 and 27. 26 and 27, which brother can read out loud? Raise your hand. Which one you think you can read out loud? Okay, Joseph, please read out loud.
26.
Very good. Oh. Yes, still in TJC, there are a lot of rich person make it to heavenly kingdom. Actually, the Bible say God is the God of Abraham, God is God of Isaac and Jacob, right? Guess what? Abraham has 3,018 servants. Can you imagine that? He can divide 4 big kings to save his niece. So he has resources, right? He still make it like Isaac. Isaac will half his 100-fold. When there is a famine, right? So he was loaded, right? Jacob. Jacob's son was the number one, maybe the richest person. I don't know. Below, maybe the one below Pharaoh. He was a prime minister. I mean, Jacob has a Joseph, right? So, life has no problem. So rich, even though it's not easy, but to many people, they are okay. Now, so we need to understand that one day if God bless you with money, right? How you become like these two verses talking about? To many people, it is impossible. But to you, because you trust in the Lord, it is possible. How do we do that? Let's read chapter 16, verse 13. Chapter 16, verse 13. Like Joseph, can you read until we find another one? I think Liang also good. Liang? Young or the young? The young? Can you read? You're loud too, right? Yeah, you're loud too, right? Amen. Amen, that's good. Oh. So when the point is that you cannot be a slave to the money. Even though one day you might get rich, right? You gotta remember that. Money is not your master. Only God is your master. Oh, this is some concept that we got to have. So what do we mean? It means that because money is not your master, so you're pursuing in life is not money. It's God. You pursue after love, not pursue after money. This is a very different mentality. Brethren, I have many good friends. I have friends in the church. Even though at the beginning, we go to the, maybe we offering students, we came here, we serve the Lord in different field. But then I can notice that God blessed some of my good friends with money too. But they serve zealous in the Lord. Their goal in their life is not money, but their goal in life is serving, is love. You know, you think about Abraham's life. Abraham never like, I want to make money with my life. But money is just given to him. Money is falling down to you. Now you do the same thing. You have a job, you go to your job, your company, you open your company. But that is not the center of your life. The center of your life is still, you love Jesus Christ. You love God. You serve brother and sister. And for some reason, God think that, hey, this guy can handle it. Let me give him some. Then if God give you some, nobody can stop it. So, again, my point is that what Brother Ian caught, right? Read Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22. Proverbs 10, 22. 10, 22. Who can read out loud? Hey, Kevin, give a try. Kevin from Elizabeth. You are big and strong, yeah? Amen. The blessing of the Lord make one rich. You don't worry. Can you imagine that, like, the worker that I just talked about? Money just came down from heaven. He did not try to make money. Money just fall. Is it possible? I'm telling you, it is possible. Truly. If God want to give you money, no worry. But if you want to pursue money by yourself, like, your heart is money, money, dollar sign, dollar sign, dollar sign. You know, go to sleep, dollar sign, wake up, dollar sign, daytime, dollar sign. I guess you are bounded by dollar, right? But you just have God in your life. And when opportunity comes, God lets you see it, and it just falls. It will just fall. So make sure, first point is that money pursue after you, not you after money. You shall be the master, not the slave. Oh. Now, when they say master, right, because it's given, so you don't really, you know it's the grace of God, and you know how to love God too. Secondly, let's turn back to Luke 18. Luke 18. Verse 25 again. Let's try verse 25. Andy Shea, you are big too. Try it. Yes, we need to learn from the camel trying to enter to the needles. How did camel enter the needles? Camel is bigger than Carter. Even Carter cannot go through needles, right? Carter, I know you, right? It's not joking. But even like how can camel go through needles? Impossible, right? Impossible. So what does it mean? What does it mean by camel go through needles? Anybody know? Anybody know? What does it mean? Actually, it is a slang in Jewish society. Huh? Huh? Do you know? What does it mean? Come on and enter into the... Yes, please. Your name, sir? Huh? Danny, where are you from? Danny. No, I still do not know you. Sorry, I'm Danny. Are you brother of... who's your brother? Okay. Whatever. What is a camel go through the needles? Louder, so I can hear you. Yes. Yes. Yes, huh? So in the old days, there were walls of the cities, and there were gates of the cities. When gates is closed, you can only through the eyes of the needles, meaning that there was a small gate by the city. It was so small that if camel carry a lot of stuff, he cannot go through. So camel got to get rid of all those stuff on the back, and maybe squeeze himself, maybe kneel, maybe do like this, right? And then squeeze into the eyes of needle. So what do you mean? If one day you are rich, you want to have salvation, you could then from that camel, you know, not entangled by the earthly stuff, entangled by the burdens of your possessions, and you still like you still can squeeze into it. Huh? So what does it mean? Even though you may have a lot, right? Because your heart is not in those earthly possessions. Therefore, you still can live a simple life. Where did Abraham live? In a tent or in the house? In a tent. How many of you try to live in a tent more than a week? Raise your hand. More than 1 week. How do you feel, Carter? It's amazing. Is it easy? Huh? Five guys. Oh. I remember we are camping for 3 days, living in a tent. I miss my bed already. It's not easy for the old bones. Anyway, but Abraham lived a very simple life. You know, in this society, brethren, you live in this society, you see a lot of good people, even though they are rich, but they live a simple life. How many of you know Warren Buffett? You know Warren Buffett? He's too famous, right? Do you hear that he never changed his house? He remained in the same house that he had been living in since early days. He has a means to buy a big mansions, but he still keep his house that small, right? Of course, some good cars are good, really. Like, they are comfortable when you drive a long distance, right? But if you do not drive long distance, a car is only bring you from point A to point B. You know, I realized that some brethren, really, they don't drive long distance. Their car is also very simple. I don't think it sometimes have to do with what you have, but have to do with what is inside here. How many of you you only wear Nike shoes? If it's not Nike, is Nike the best shoes anyway? Huh? Is Nike the best? No? What is the best? Huh?
Versace.
I never heard of it. I only know Nike. Nike could be my top level. Anyway, somebody do not wear shoes beside that brand name. They only want, if your heart has been cultivated, in Chinese say 骄阳. How do you say 骄阳 in English? Your heart has been fattened. The Bible uses, I think, fattened, this word. Your heart has been fattened. Only you can use the brand name. I guess, really, it's hard for you to enter into the kingdom of God. You may have a lot. You may have, because God may bless you a lot, but your heart is still very simple. Well, good car, bad cars, fine. You know, as long as it's a car. If it is necessary, yeah, it means, you know, good car is nothing. You still can use it because you don't get out of order not easily, you know, because you need to drive on this. That's why, but I still want to ask, what is in your heart, right? Are you able to live a simple life, huh? The third point, if God really bless you, right? How can you truly make it to heaven kingdom? Luke 16:14. Maybe start from 13 and 14. Luke 16:13-14. Alex, try. The Pharisees is the lover of money. They, in my translation, greedy for money. Brethren, a lot of rich person, the more they have, the more they like to have, really. You know why? Because once you are rich, it's much easier for you to get richer. Seriously. I mean, if you are in this field, you know. It's easier from 1 million to 5 million than 50,000 to 1 million. You know, much, much easier. So many, a lot of time when people has, since it's so easy, they want to have more, right? They don't have a content heart. They keep pursuing, they keep greeting out to it. And Pharisees, they are lover of money. Like I said again, money can be given, but once you have money, please, you got to be more careful. Your heart is, do not go astray, just, you know, because so much already, so easy to get more, then your heart follow your desire and try to be greedy. Oh, you shall be very careful. How do you define greedy? Huh? Not content with what? Very good definition. What else? I want to hear more. What is not greedy? Content with what you have. Very good. What else? What is not greedy? Anyone? Only take what you need. Content. Very good. I think, if any earning, take priority more than God and your family, I think it's greedy. Really, you got to put God first in your life. Family second in your life. This is God's rule. It is not my rules. Isaac was rich, but it's always like what? Building an altar first. And build a tent second. And then dig a well third. You can dig a well, but the priority is always third priority. If like you always like turn upside down the priority, you just business, you don't know the birthday of your kids, which sometimes I forgot to. I know the day, but you know, that day I'm busy, so I just, not all the time, maybe once or twice. And if you are busy to a point that, you know, you forsake about God. God is not a priority. I guess that could be defined as greedy. Thirdly, how do a rich person make it to heavenly kingdom? Fourth point, huh? Let's turn to Luke chapter 16, Luke 12:33 and 34. Who can do it? I don't know. Jacob, you want to give a try? Yes, one day if God bless you, and how to make sure that you truly are bounded by the money depends on if you have a generous heart. You truly know that money come and money goes. Freely receive, you can freely give. So you can truly do, how do you pronounce it? Philanthropy. Charity work. You know, you can do charity work, right? Charity work. I really thank God that we live in this great country. One of the greatness I think about this country is many people, especially rich people, they truly know how to do charity work. You know, really, Bill Gates did a lot of good things in this field. I heard that he spent a lot of money to improve the life in Africa. I guess that's amazing. I also heard that we have a sister who needs help, and he was able to get money from Bill Gates Foundation. You know, so when he got to school, his tuition was paid off. This is all charity work. This is if you have a good heart, broad-hearted to think that, you know, God give you money, you can give away. I think you are not bounded. But in the church, the charity shall start from the house, from your house. So really, charity will start from your own family member. Nowadays, many people do not support their kids' tuition fee, right? Because, but not Oriental parents. Oriental do. I think charity starts from your family member. If you have money, maybe, of course, I still believe you should leave your children a little bit of debt. That's my personal belief. Because you don't want them to have a good life, to comfortable life, right? Give them some burden, give them some debts, no problem. But, you know, but don't just, you know, just forsaken them. Let them be on their own when they are 18. Charity work start from your home. From your home is also the house of God. You know, in the church, we do a lot of holy work. Thank God, recently there's a foundation now. They really support a lot of church work. The church can propose any creative idea, and that can discuss with the foundation, and that foundation really can support a lot of good holy work. One day, if God give you this, and you can truly receive your one hand and give with your left hand, I guess you are okay. I guess you are okay. Now, so let's continue to the story of the rich young ruler. After this rich young ruler, forsaken Jesus said, it is difficult for the rich to enter into the kingdom of God. And then Peter said, who can enter it? And God says, to man is impossible, to God everything is possible. Therefore, even though it is difficult for the rich man to make it, but still some, a few, God allowed them to make it. And then Peter started to ask a question. Let's read Luke chapter 18, verse 28, 29, and 30. Catherine, can you read? Luke 18, 28, 29, and 30. Ah, louder la. Hey, Catherine, I know you can speak loud. Amen. Anyone who like to serve the Lord, you should cherish and pay attention to those verses, especially if you like to serve full time. I look at the brothers because you may have more chance. Or maybe sister, you have eye specialist, right? And the writers department, we also recruit those type of sister. Now, Peter is saying that, hey, we have forsaken everything to follow you, even though he's fishman. His life was much harder. I guess now is, if not as easier, maybe not as hard. Then we follow you, right? Forsaken my house, my wife, my brothers, parents, and children. What do I receive? Jesus said, 100 times in this world and eternity in the future. Brother, do not mistaken it. Not all the full-time workers make it to heavenly kingdom. Just not all the brethren make it to heavenly kingdom. What did I tell you? The percentage of TJC saving rate of the ordinary people. What is the saving rate? I think I shared this with you in the past. Ordinary TJC member, how much percent can make it to heavenly kingdom? This is my personal idea. This is not Bible. Say it again. Ordinary people. Half. Thank you. I think we pay attention to my class. Well, in the past. I think this is not absolute. This is not absolute. I think now we have how many people? 120, right? 60 of you will make it to heavenly kingdom. 60 of you may not make it to heavenly kingdom. Maybe look at your left and look at your right. One of you may not make it to... I'm not trying to scare you. This is Bible, not me. The Bible said half is goat, half is sheep, right? Goat like to fight. Half goat, half sheep. Goat and sheep, they all belong to shepherd, yeah? Hello? The same shepherd? What do you think? But some members are like to fight. They don't have love. They don't want to carry out. They're only like a Christian in name. So Jesus said, you guys are never see me when I'm in jail. You guys are never clothe me when I'm naked. Never give me food when I'm hungry. So you cannot make it. You go home. I'm not go home. Go to hell. The rest of it say, you do this. You can come and enjoy. So really it's half. The Bible said two women was in the field. One was taken. One is left. Two women was grinding the meals. One was taken. One was left. Right? So, like ordinary people, this is not absolute. I am not God. But I'm saying that from the Bible we see this. And if you're a worker, probably two-thirds. Why? Because one receive 5 talent, one receive 2 talent, one receive 1 talent, and only 1 talent, what? Get out of the door, right? So that's why I encourage you to serve. No matter where you go, serve, because it make your salvation rate higher, right? Acceptance of heavenly kingdom is higher, much higher than ordinary people. Anyway, this is not absolute. This is only my personal observation. So what I'm trying to say, but if you make it to the two-third, like you truly serve the Lord, like Peter, Jesus said, 100-fold on earth, eternal life in the future. Now, I have been serving for about 20 years, right? I keep thinking, what is my 100 times? I'm asking God, God, what is my 100 times? Show me, where is my 100 times, right? God says, oh, your mileage is 100 times than normal people. Oh, yeah, I travel a lot. I earn a lot of mileage, right? And God says, your brothers and sisters is 100 times than other people. Really, I know many of you because, you know, I saw you in SSC, right? Many of you, I can hit you, not hit you, but I can pet you. I can say hello. It's like, you know, we are happy to see each other because I know you since you are young, you know. If you do wrong, I dare to say, hey, what's going on, man? Right? Because I know you since you are young, right? I mean, my brother and sister is 100-fold, right? Miracles, God's power. I think I behold 100-fold than you guys. Because I'm in the front line. Thank God, I don't like this job. I mean, when I say this job is not pastor, I don't like casting out demon jobs. I don't like to encounter with demon. But at least I see much more demon than you. Well, it's not as good, but at least we cast out like six, well, in my life, probably six times. It's very, not fun experience. But you see the power of God. You know, missionary work, really, sometimes you got to be touched. You got to move to tears because you see, so many people see visions and receive Holy Spirit at one time. Really, at one time. Once in Africa. Like, all the person kneel down in the first row receive Holy Spirit. And everybody have visions. Like, you sort of say, wow, where is this place? What's going on here? How come God is so awesome, right? 100 times. Amazing. Love. Really, as a full-time worker. Can you imagine that who can go to UK for 3 weeks and never spend a pound? Never exchange US dollar into pounds. What kind of person is that? Me. When I go to UK, I stay there for 3 weeks. I never exchange $1 to pounds. Why? Hey, I eat in the church. I sleep in the church. I want to go anywhere. People come and pick me up. I eat. They offer food, you know. This is wonderful life, man, right? So 100 pounds, no problem. 100 times, no problem, right? Because really, I go to a lot of country. I never need to exchange for currency. I just go there, people pick me up, you know. That's amazing life. So anyway, you can think about this. It's not a bad career. Maybe I shouldn't say career. Maybe it's a... Anyway, you need calling. I keep saying that you need calling. It's a special chosen by God. But again, Jesus talked to Peter, 100-fold on earth and eternity in the future. 10 minutes left. Any questions? If not, maybe I will go through another story. Now, in the book of Luke, always say that rich men are bad, poor guy are good. Poor guy make it to heavenly kingdom, rich man cannot make it, have this type of concept. So again, if you are rich, be careful. Let's read another story, Luke, chapter 16. Luke chapter 16. The story of the rich man and Lazarus. A lot of people was asking why this rich man did not make it to heavenly kingdom. He ended up in hell. Why is that? He was rich. Why he ended up in hell? What's the reason why? I think number one, he has no time for God's word. Too busy to get entangled with the earthly life, and he had no time for God's word. Let's read chapter 16. Verse 29. 29, verse 39. This is the words of Abraham, right? Who can read? Who is loud? Carter, are you loud? You can be loud, yeah? Yes.
Abraham said to him, they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, no, Father Abraham, but if one goes...
That's good enough, huh? So that this rich man trying to, he was in hell already, he's trying to ask Abraham, Abraham asks Lazarus to resurrect and go to my brother's house. And, you know, then my brother will believe. And Abraham say, they has the words of Moses and Abraham to hear on earth. You know, this rich man, how come he end up in hell? I guess he was too cut off by the earthly stuff that he don't have time for church. Oh. Not only that, he was so caught up by the earthly stuff. Like from this story, it implied that even Lazarus, a person resurrect to go, to knock at his door. To knock at his door. He don't care. He don't believe in it. I don't believe this kind of nonsense. How come a person die and will come up to testify to me? That's what Abraham trying to say. Even if one resurrect. So this rich person, he don't have time for God, for church, for synagogue. And even there's one, resurrect from the dead, go to knock at his door, he will say, I'm sorry. You guys are nonsense. I don't have time for you. Why is that? Verse 19. Read verse 19. Verse 19. Who can read? Who is that sister? Oh, Sarah. Okay. Sarah, are you loud? You are small. Are you loud? Okay. Oh, you are loud. Thank you. Read the last sentence again. What? Eat sumptuously? Eat. You know, this rich guy, right? He only pay attention to what to wear and what to drink. Every day, maybe go to Bloomingdale to shopping. Is Bloomingdale the best? Bloomingdale the best? I mean, which is the best supermarket? I mean, not supermarket. clothing stores. Bloomingdale? No? Macy's? Nah. I know this is a very high class. Dollar Tree. No, I go to, you know, talk about Dollar Tree, right? A lot of time I met Pastor Raymond in Dollar Tree. And Pastor Raymond talked to his wife, all you can buy. Talked to his wife, all you can buy. One clothes is $1. So, you know, that kind of store is Preacher's Club. We went there, we just, you know, all you can buy, right? I met him all the time over there. Anyway, but that's a good place, though. Where am I? Oh, yeah. So this rich person, he just, you know, want to dress up good. Always go to the best department stores just to get purples, get minions, you know, and eat luxuries every day. How can he have time for God? How can he have time for, oh, I have a magical story to share with you. Or maybe he was wrong. Oh, what are you talking about? Gamma, you're nonsense, right? Maybe something like that. He had no time for anything else but for good life. No, honestly, okay? Think about yourself. If money is not an issue, like money is like a garbage in your house. It's you have too much money, right? It's not an issue. What do you do? What do you choose to do in your life? I guess every one of you will get out of school. Right? What do? You have a lot of money already, what do? You burn your money. Seriously, I mean, this rich person, I guess he has no worry about anything in this life. Like, seriously, I'm thinking about myself, right? If I truly am loaded, I don't have, of course, I enjoy serving, right? But in case I am not in this career, just put my holy work aside, right? Like I'm an ordinary people, what do? I think I will travel all over the world with my wife, right? then I will, you know, when I travel over the world, Saturday, maybe I cannot, maybe I'm in the mountain, right? A lot of youth, they will go to backpacking. You call it backpacking? Backpacking is very good stuff, but don't choose Saturday all the time, okay? Saturday is for church. Maybe once a year is good enough. If you do it like 5 times a year, I mean, where God says, hey, I did not see you in my house. Where are you, right? I mean, anyway, so if I have a lot of money, I travel all over the world, maybe my time in the church will be less and less and less. Because, hey, maybe I'm in a cruise, you know? You can eat and drink, you know, seashores, you know? Maybe cruise Europe this week, cruise to Alaska next week, cruise to, anyway, I don't have time for church. I don't have time for holy work. And guess what? Just like, it's like a what? It's like who? Like a lot. No, you do something as a habit, like you travel as a habit. You don't have time for church. Day by day, slowly, 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 God is not that important anymore. You know? Just like Lot. Later on, he lived in the Sodom, he lived in that city with all his life, well, the rest of his life. So really, if you are rich, not easy to keep the, if you truly have no worry, you just want to, like, have fun and pleasure all day long, I think it's not easy, huh? But guess what? Life is very short, right? The rich man end up in hell, the Bible say, 极其痛苦, verse 24. Like, Sarah, really quickly. Yes, tormented in this place, 极其痛苦, extremely. Can you imagine that you exchange a short pleasure lifetime for long life suffering? Or it's okay, you can live a simple life, but you have a long, glorious, joyful life in heaven kingdom. Now it's a choice, right? It's a choice. Again, I just mentioned that you can be rich, but you still need to pay attention to some points, right? But if you're only seeking for rich, end up like him, what's so good about it, right? So eventually, I want to conclude this subject tonight, huh? So brethren, I think I liked this verse when I was young. Since I was young, I was praying for this too. Proverbs. I think this is the best that I find for myself when it comes to money. 20s. Aguas, prayer, right? Verse 7. Ariel, read. 30 verse 7. Amen. I think this is a prayer of wisdom. I did this prayer in my life, and I think God fulfilled, hear my prayer. Oh, I hope that no matter what, God has a way for you. Everybody is unique. But please, do not put your heart in money alone. Oh, let's pray in silence.